This is Other Side Drive with Jose speaking with the podcast with Beans.
Hey, the time has finally come. We're going to hang out with Sphinx.
Introduce you guys. You know, let us know each of y'all's names.
Well, I'm Aaron.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Todd.
Well, Todd's playing. He's got the bongo there. We have
acoustic guitar.
And then we've got a synth. So it's not quite an all acoustic thing, but it's way pared down from what you guys normally do. Now, we played a song of your guys' earlier that was like dancey, ready to go. What inspired you guys to start doing some acoustic stuff?
It kind of happened on this last tour we were on. We got booked to play at University of New Mexico, and it happened to snow the day that we played, which is apparently about as unusual in Albuquerque as it is in Austin.
Yeah, not a lot of snow in New Mexico.
So anyways, we had to move the set indoors into their student union, and so, you know, they weren't super thrilled on the idea of having like a full drum set with synthesizers and a bunch of lights and stuff. So we stripped it down to an acoustic set, a semi-acoustic set, about as acoustic as Sphinx could get.
Right. When I saw on your guys' your website that you guys hit some serious snow, like you said, how did you guys deal with that being Texans? Are you all right in the snow?
That was our first time actually driving in the snow. Almost lit into a couple piles, so it was all right.
A couple mountain tumbles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like almost every other Austin driver in the city.
Yeah. So you're true.
It's pretty sad most of the time.
All right.
People were passing us. Yeah. We were like on the far right of the road. Yeah. And, you know,
pulling over to catch our breath.
Taking it really easy.
Super granny mode, just trying like 2 miles per hour, just like on the wheel. Yeah. Just looking.
That sounds totally terrifying. I've lived down here for so long now that like a drop falls and I'm like, oh, I can't go anywhere.
I run back inside, get my Bible, and I pray for all the
things
to go away.
So you guys are on tour now, and you're stopping through, or you just finished off your tour and this is going to be your last date?
We just got back from a 3-week tour, and so our show in Austin on Valentine's Day will kind of be like a homecoming for us.
Oh, great. Well, welcome home.
It's
well,
good to be back.
While you all were on tour, what was your favorite city that you hit up?
Oh, man. I don't know. We had
Jackson, Wyoming. That was
Jackson,
kind of a surprise.
That might have, just because it was such a surprise, too, because we didn't know really what to expect.
How was it a surprise? I mean, I can imagine Jackson, Wyoming, and I don't imagine much. All right? So what was the city that, what did they give you? Great fans?
Yeah, just a packed house, and the people were there. We played at this venue that was, people stuck around to listen to the music. Jackson's kind of like a ski town, so I think we caught it during a time of year when a lot of people were in town to ski the next day. So if you're just waking up to ski the next day, you know, it's pretty easy to hang out and listen to the band. But just a really fun, really wild crowd. It reminded us of like a hometown show or something like that.
Oh, that's excellent.
Just a bunch of drunk skiers. You know?
Drunk skiers. Skiers get pretty crazy because, you know, they have bars up at the top of the mountain.
Really?
Yeah, so, which seems like a bad idea to me because you take the chairlift up and then you get drunk and then you still have to get down.
Well, I mean, you guys are Austin, so, you know, you guys should know the travels around just that. You have to walk a hill to get to certain places, and then walking back down is always a trouble. So
I don't know. Skiing and walking is not the same, man.
I don't know. I've seen a couple of people, and it was just like, oh, maybe they're skiing. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, it makes because you got such big feet.
I know. That's is that why? It's like how it is with me and my sneakers. I'm just like, I got skis on already.
All right, so you guys are here. You're playing some songs for us. What song do you guys want to go ahead and we start it off?
Yeah. We are going to start with our song Orbs from our 2012 EP Pre-Wop.
Sweet.
I wanna know what it's like to be free. We're stay this way forever, for eternity. Two between the universe and desert.
Hey everybody, if you're just tuning in, we are in the studio live with Sphinx, and they're kicking it off with an acoustic set.
It was really great.
That was beautiful.
I was just like, man, I gotta get down and boogie, but I can't.
I know, listening to your stuff, like, it's so dancey, and I was like, man, like, how am I gonna get into, like, the dance mood on a Monday?
That's all it is. That's all we got.
You guys slowed it down.
That's why we brought the bongo, you know?
That's what it is.
It kept the beat for all of us.
Yeah.
Todd, do you have something to say with your mouth and not your drums? I don't know. You look like you wanted to talk.
Drum.
Life lesson right there is drum.
He's a simple man.
He keeps the beat. That's what's important. All right. Well, so you guys are our big headliners for Mr. Fest. We're so excited. Like, today was the first day we announced anyone that's playing. Yep. And here we already have the headliners in.
Oh. So how does it feel, guys, to, like, headline once again? I know it's been since 2012 that you guys were last, you know, performing at Mr. Fest. So how's that, you know, feel to come back for that?
Awesome. It was, like, one of our favorite shows probably ever, yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And we've been talking about Mr. Fest ever since. Been wanting to play the...
And now you're making it to the top. You guys, so this is the thing. When you're interviewing bands, you look at, like, other people's interviews, and all of the interviews about you, they all say that you guys are, like, on the brink, that you're like right on that edge of becoming huge. So my questions are, how does being on the brink feel? And then follow up to that, what happens when you guys make it big?
I think we kind of like it here on the brink, you know?
Yeah, it kind of feels pretty cool.
Keeps it exciting, you know? You never know if it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, you never know if you're just going to stop or keep going.
The brink must be pretty long, I feel.
It's a long brink. It's a long, cold Sahara.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've been working hard at it for about, like, 2 years. I mean, Sphinx has been around for about 4 years, and then... about 2 years ago, we, like, had enough material and enough stuff set up that we decided to try to, like, go into it full time and get on the road and stuff like that. And it's been definitely slow going. I mean, as far as we booked all our own tours and didn't have many contacts when we started out, and then we just kept going through the same places and stuff like that. And then it's cool, you know, we're not huge by any means, but, like, on our last tour, you do start to see people who, like, they're telling their friends, and the crowds get bigger in different cities, and, you know, it's cool to see people, a good amount of people come to see you from really far away from Austin. So I feel like with us, we haven't really had, like, it's not like we've, like, blown up from, like, a viral video or something like that. It's been a gradual kind of thing, you know?
Cool. And now, you guys, this isn't your first band together. This is, you've worked and you've had projects before, yes?
Yeah, we had this kind of a folk punk band
back in the day
called the El Guapos, and that was us three plus about in around 7 or 8 other members.
Oh, wow! Oh,
okay, it's like a whole orchestra going on back there.
We had a psychedelic band before that called the Phases.
What have you guys learned from doing your other projects?
Just to let you know, you know.
Just throwing it out there, we can do it all.
You're like, go ahead and look it all up.
It's like it's there.
What have you guys learned from your other projects that you've taken into consideration when doing this project, either artistically or just getting to know the business and making contacts? And
I mean, I think artistically it's been, I mean, like, we've kind of picked up things from different genres that have ended up being in Sphinx. Like, you know, we were doing more folky or stuff. That's such a, like, melodic emphasis on like the vocals and stuff like that. That I feel like that helped us pay a lot of attention to that. And then when we were like, you know, 14 and 15 and listening to like a ton of Jimi Hendrix and stuff, like we wanted to like make weird psychedelic sounds with guitars and synthesizers and whatever, reverb and stuff. And so we've kind of brought, I don't know, it's just kind of cool because you can kind of see little ingredients of like where we picked up things from when we were kids that you probably, we didn't expect it would stick around at the time, but like something that is probably residual from that.
Yeah, because I mean, I've seen all these music videos and you see all of that in there. It's just like they're, you know, just the colors everywhere. Just it's a big vivid trip. And, you know, that's what got me in. Just like, wow, this is amazing. It's an audio and visual show at the same time. Awesome. So, you know, like along the way, the videos, like we noticed you guys wear a lot of different awesome stuff. Like I noticed one of y'all had like a vest, like everyone's having like their own unique vest on.
Tight but, like, pants. I'm sorry. I'm being creepy. I'm like those young men have very tight pants on. And I have questions.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for the vest. That's what that was. So what made y'all guys like, do you guys pick up your own wardrobe? Do you guys go like to Lucy in Disguise, like let's do this, let's do that, let's just throw everything in there?
Kind of. I mean, not Lucy in Disguise. Necessarily, we may have gotten some stuff from there. I don't really know.
We used to buy inflatable saxophones from Lucy in Disguise, and they stopped carrying them.
Yeah, we probably bought 100 from them. We were probably the only ones who ever bought them.
So if you're listening, Lucy.
Lucy, more inflatable sax. Who doesn't love an inflatable sax? So this is my question. When you're picking out like your outfits for your videos, is there like a consideration of what looks good on people, or is it just like you find three pants? And then you put it on.
We try them on. We make sure that we like them.
Very picky.
We usually try and pick. It's usually like we kind of go seasonally. Like we don't change outfits up much. It's like we've worn the same outfit for since, well, I guess actually about a year now. We're changing pants. We had some floral pants.
I saw the floral pants. Those are very nice. Yes,
now last year. The pants of this season are gold leopard print.
You heard that first on
KTSW. Oh man, I'm jealous of your pants selection. Honestly, I'm wearing my weird pants today because I had a biscuit blowout. You guys ever have a biscuit blowout?
Yeah.
It's where the seam of the pants like pops open, like when you're opening a roll of biscuits on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like the Pillsbury ones. Yeah.
Sucks.
I'm stuck with my weird pants. I had to do this with you guys in my weird pants.
See, we're learning new terms and new clothing styles along the
biscuit
way.
Biscuit blowout.
So also too, just like in y'all video selection, like is it more like you guys get together and creating how you want to, you know, visually create this, or is it just kind of like, let's just put this in there, like if you don't mind discussing that process and picking out the stuff for y'all's videos?
Well, like the music video for Shadynasty, that was done. We talked some ideas out through Good Luck Sir Productions with Danny and Bob, and they had a lot of ideas for it. We had a lot of ideas for it, and so that was a little more on their end. We still picked out outfits and tried to definitely said all the ridiculous things we wanted, but. Such as the saxophones.
Glad you guys brought up to Dynasty too, because I was like, I want to know who's the best scooter out of that. You guys are running around the scooters on those, and then as well as who, like, was that one of y'all's grandma in the video?
No,
that was not a grandma.
We just paid her well.
She might have been a grandma. She was an actress, she was like, they had worked with her on a project before, Danny and Bob at Good Luck Sir, and so they had like, they said that they knew like the perfect old lady for the job, and they were like, "Yeah, dude, she's like down to do everything. She's super nice, and she's really, really sweet. She was really sweet, mm-hmm. and she was also down to let Todd feed her hot Cheetos and stuff like that." And
old lady,
drummer lifestyle.
Yeah, I know. Todd is always doing it for the old ladies. Thank you, Todd.
And I was equally as excited to have her feed me hot Cheetos.
Cool. Well, do you guys want to hit us with another song?
Yeah. So this is our new single. It's actually going to be officially released tomorrow morning, I believe, through one of our favorite blogs from LA called The Burning Year. It's going to do like a premiere of it, and then it'll be for free download. So
awesome.
Talk and walk and
talk. It's a game, dear, what's your play? I'll make a move if you stay. I'm worried what you think as I sip on my last drink. Just your skin and black lace. Let's not let this go to waste.
Listening to the Other Side Drive podcast.
Kelsey.
Hey, everybody. We're back, and we're in studio with Sphinx, and they just played the new song that is dropping tomorrow. Give them the name of the blog again, guys.
The Burning Year.
The Burning Year blog, and you can hear their new single that they're just putting out. You heard the acoustic version of it now. Where can we find more information out about Sphinx?
The best place, we really organized a new website recently, and it's sphinxmusic.com.
Okay,
videos and tour dates and sexy photos, everything you need.
Awesome cover work for the albums as well. I want to mention out there, I love all the artwork for y'all's albums. It's great stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. And this is actually the end of our show, so I want to say goodbye and thank you all for letting us entertain you. My name's Nicole Lucas.
And this is Jose. Thanks for, you know, chilling out with us on this chilly Monday.
Chilly Monday.
A lot of cold puns in there.
And Sphinx, will you play us out?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys, for having us interview you here in the studio. It's been really great to meet y'all. I'm super excited about the new album and the new song coming out.
Thank you.
And the Valentine's Day.
We will see. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come. Or if you're free and you have nothing to do, and maybe you make the choice to go.
just head on over.
We can tell you to go. But there is a show happening at Lambert's. We gave away tickets for it earlier to a lucky caller. But there's still plenty of tickets available if you were to go. And it's a good Valentine's Day treat, yeah, guys?
It's a good date.
It's a good date.
We got Wild Moccasins from Houston are playing. Their new album just came out. It's great. So, yeah, it's going to be a really good lineup.
Cool, and we played a little bit of them earlier, so y'all should already know what you like.
So I want to do this Friday. Yeah. There you go.
All right, so Sphinx, play us out.
All right.
strangers in the strangest town. Dennis was short and the building's tall. Go City made no sense at all. Cars with wheels that could not spin. Doors that would not let us in. Sometimes it takes a long night. Smooth and they lead you on and leave you in your mind.